Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning, honourable members, and thank you, DG. And the presentation, as requested by the Portfolio Committee, covers the 5-year period from 2009 to 2014. It is a report of the Landmark Monitoring Facility, which is the facility that was established to provide legal representation and mediation services for the indigenous. In the presentation,
how do you propose to deliver that through the team?
Yes, I was going to explain that. I was going to say the presentation that I'm going through here is based on the 5 questions which were requested by the committee, but accompanying that presentation is the web document, which is this document, the colorful presentation, and it covers the period from the 1st to the 30th of June 2014, because it is the quarterly report, but we are updating the report because then we talk to everything else that has happened since 2009. Thanks, Chair. So in order to deal with the 20 minutes, the request from the Portfolio Committee that we must give an overview, the rationale of how the land rights management facility functions, the types and status of mediation cases in the province, the types and status of legal services cases in the province, and the expenditure trends, and what you don't have in that overview, which we added, is also the future plans for the provision of legal services to families, which I will mention. So the overview then and the rationale basically then is that the facility was established in 2007 and became fully functional in the middle of 2018. The history, the brief history to that is that we as Minister of the Department of Rural Development, the Land Reform Act 3 of 1996, as well as the Extension of Security of Kenya Act 62 of 1997. All these pieces of legislation cover people who work and live on farms, and it was because of the fact that the legislation is hot driven that there was this need then from our side with the show to provide legal and medical services to indigenous farmers. Due to the lack of representation and adequacy thereof, in fact, this came as a decision of the Constitutional Court through a court action which was brought by Nguzi and the judgment of 2001, comparing the Department of Rural Development or Department of Land Affairs then and the Department of Justice to provide legal services and mediation to indigenous people. So through a process of tender, the department then put out this work on tender, which had struggled for a long, long time actually since the enactment of the two pieces of legislation to get legal representation through the Legal Aid Board. We even worked together with other civil society, namely for instance Nguzi and National Land Committee then, and established what we called the Rural Legal Trust. Unfortunately, with the fund drying up and with National Treasury refusing to give the department money to run the service because they claimed that it wasn't part of our competence or part of our mandate, and then Nguzi judgment then assisted in getting us to then be able to move forward with this. So there was a tender put out. In fact, by the time we get to this time of reporting, the tender, there were two tenders which were awarded. One was awarded to Chief Function and High School then, back then, and it provided only the legal representation with the mediation facility provided by MCP Mediation Training Program. But in 2008, which is the period that we are talking about now, the tender was advertised. It was a very, very fair and efficient process, and the tender was again awarded to Chief Function and High School, this time around to provide both services, namely the mediation service as well as the legal representation. And so, unfortunately, even to this day, the Department of Justice has never come to the party to assist. So all the money that has been set aside comes from the now called the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. And the reason for our getting involved in this way is, as I indicated before, that the legislation that we administer is cost-driven and is proving to be very difficult to administer, especially when it comes to people who are indigenous and do not have the backbone and the resources to fund mediation and legal representation. In 2010, this mandate was expanded to include other land reform programs. In the past, as I said, originally it was only for land rights management, land rights issues, through the Extension of Security of Kenya Act as well as the Land Reform or Labor Tenants Act. It was expanded to include other programs of the department, maybe the restitution program, because even then there were a lot of land disputes which were coming to the fore, and needed people to assist the claimants, the new claimants, to be able to access the courts as well as provide mediation services. The Community Property Association also, with a number of districts that they experienced, also found themselves requiring this, so the scope of the project of the land rights management facility was expanded to include the other programs that I've just mentioned. So basically then the land rights management facility provides legal representation to labor tenants in terms of the land reform Labor Tenants Act, farm occupiers or workers in terms of the Extension of Security of Kenya Act, claimants in terms of the Restitution of Land Rights Act, and assistance to support communal property associations of the Communal Property Association Act. It is administered, as I said, by Chief Hotham and Hansen, and it provides legal and mediation partners spread out throughout the country. There are about 100 legal representatives and a number of other mediation panelists. There is a strict selection criteria. Basically, somebody who is working within the law firm, not advocates but lawyers, who have an interest and I would say can take on these land matters. They are the ones who are put on this through a very rigid selection process, and they undergo training, and they can therefore take on these matters on behalf of the department. The functioning of the land rights management facility, in cases where, for instance, the tenure and restitution matters, the individuals and communities report their matters to the district and provincial offices. This is how we refer, this is how we get here about the eviction matter, for instance, or tenure matters or district. They are then assessed and the approval is made at the district level, and then they are referred to the facility, as I said, through the district and provincial office. In cases of restitution, they are referred by the Chief Land Claims Commission. There is a delegation in particular in terms of the restitution that gives the Chief Land Claims Commissioner the right to appoint mediators to assist claimants. So the functioning of the Chief of Thompson and Hasten is that they appoint their intent current panelists based on the criteria, and they appoint those panelists based on the complexity, the vicinity, and the knowledge of the disputants who are referring the matter to us. Together with the referring office, they conduct monitoring of the development of the matter, and the CTH Chief Counsel and Hasten provides bi-monthly and quarterly reports to the department. It is also responsible for receiving, checking, and settling invoices from the partners, and is responsible, as I said, indicated earlier on, for capacity building through training and review sessions. So, from time to time, the panelists meet with the department officials to actually review the cases they have gone through to see what are the trends, what are the lessons that they can learn, and what is best practice so that they can mediation cases then that we have dealt with, there are 139 mediation matters so far, 106 have been closed. Closed means that it's finalized. And then of the 106, 42 were successful, 64 were unsuccessful, and 24 would be pending. And we'll explain just now what pending means. Pending means that the matter is still continuing, other department is providing at this stage the required resources to implement whatever agreement come out of that. The graph in the next slide provides a breakdown, and it indicates with the letters being the red one, the type of cases which the mediation panel has dealt with. We dealt with burial issues, with eviction letters, with legal tenancy measures, case letters, illegal evictions, internal disputes, livestock disputes, and even threatened evictions. And threatened evictions typically would include things like cutting off gas, cutting off water, shutting off electricity, preventing children from going to school by closing roads, which are typically the manner in which some ice farmers threaten occupiers with evictions. The legal matters, if you look at that slide, you see that in 2009, the evictions or legal service matters peaked, and the services addressed 450 matters, and to this day, I think that the legal services is getting less and less cases, which in other words means that they are receiving less and less, which points to the effectiveness, I think, of the facility. This year, since the beginning of the year to September, the land rights management facility has had to first each 134 matters. Proceeding, the legal services then, as was requested by the committee also, is trying to tell us what type of matters I've just spoken to that. as well as the spread of these cases per province. You'll see that for 2008, KwaZulu-Natal had the most cases, and in 2014, KwaZulu-Natal had a little less, but we will see that the cases in this year have been largely coming from, or the majority of the cases came from Mpumalanga. That's the I'm reading a different one, that's the one that I was talking to, and in terms of the cases in that province. The liver services categories are closer to that, and I mentioned that the eviction matters were altogether 1,007, and the burial rights 90, the threatened evictions in most of those 251, and other matters 123. That's just a breakdown. So the success rate is the next slide, which basically says of the cases, of the type of eviction cases, or the type of matters that the Legal Services Services Project is with, 88% of those were burial rights, evictions were 82%, illegal evictions, that 85%, livestock disputes, the other the 84, and threatened evictions the 93. That also talks about the success rate of the matters that have been dealt with, which is quite high, and I would say that 80% upwards kind of bracket to 93 is quite a good success rate if we look at effectiveness. The legal cases, the municipal hotspots are given in that graph there, and in the order in which they come, the Sabin local municipality, right down to the Cedarbank local municipality, those will be the hotspots in terms of the municipalities. The present distribution program, as I indicated, is the land rights management facility to three programs, namely the restitution program, the restitution and the CPI, and the color level there shows that a big number of the items are still dealt with by the land rights management facility, and mostly still the legal services project, with the minimum of numbers being your trust, as you might be aware, have been administered by the Department of Justice, but these are trusts which were established in terms of the Restitution Act and are formed by payments when they receive them. There's the total number of the legal services, I'm not going to repeat that, 734, which is broken down in accordance with the number that I showed. Restitution matters, as I said, they only joined in 2010, so we've dealt with 168. The CPI being the community property institutions, including the Communal Property Act Association, as well as the Trust, 87. And then they are, as you have indicated, there's the numbers of the legal services in Kenya, which have gone to court, which have gone High Court, which has gone to Land Claims Court. As you can see, the majority of the cases still go to the Land Claims Court. In fact, the Land Claims Court, in terms of the extra, has an automatic review. So most of the cases, even though they go to the Legislative Court, they do end up, or should end up, with the Land Claims Court. The financial monthly breakdown to date is indicated in that pair and that pair graph. It starts with December 2012. That's the period when the next round, I would say next round of contract started in December 2012 to date, and the amounts shown there are millions. So started off with a fund of about 683 million, and the expenditure trend to date is 383,371,000. As you can see, the graph is peaking at certain moments, depending on the number of cases which have been dealt with. The last slide did share with the, I think we can go to the very last one, contingent liability. And the contingent liability talks about what the cost of the current cases that are with the court would be if they were to be finalized. So now I will introduce the pending number. So it is a signal to the department of how much is required to finalize these matters. And thank you, Chair. And I talk now just finally on the last point which the portfolio committee requested us to talk about is the future of the land rush management facility. In the extension of the Territorial Kenya Act, which is now a bill which is coming to Parliament and gone through public consultation, there is a talk about the establishment of the Land Rights Management Board as well as the Land Rights Management Committee. The Land Rights Management Committee will typically be representative structures on the ground at the farm level, consisting of all the stakeholders, and they would be the structures or the structures that deal with the disputes, that deal with information dissemination, that deal with all the other things that require to be implemented or to be done at a local level. They become the eyes and ears of the department. And through the referrals from the land rights management committees, we would then be accessing the same panels which have been established countrywide, so that the mediation services are brought to the local level, so that you do not have to wait to access these from Cape Town, from Johannesburg, as it currently happens now. The Land Rights Management Board, which is an umbrella body then, is going to form either at a national level. It becomes a structure that has an advisory function to the minister and the department to actually play a facilitation role of the Land Rights Management Committee. So this now means that we are no longer going to be dependent on a legal firm to administer this, but this function is going to be performed by the Land Rights Management Board at the national level, assisted by the land, the district land committees, which typically, as you know, once the issues have been resolved, they must result in Kenya security being provided for the indigenous farm dwellers and farm occupiers, so that they too can receive what they can call their own land to be able to do the things that they require the land for. Chair, I'm rushing through this. I'm hoping that we can deal with whatever questions the committee members have, and I'm trying to deal with it in 20 minutes, and I think I've succeeded somewhat. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Maybe I should give you 10 minutes more to make highlights on this slide. This is the quarterly report of our presentation. But we would love to also talk about the highlights. You're not done very well in 20 minutes here. Because you have read it where these things blink every 5 minutes. So if you blink only once, the second time it blinks, you're done with this everyone. If it's yourself, if it's your competition, or it could be any person who would just make the competition. The quarter report. Or it's just a reference version.
The quarterly report that I indicated, Chair, is covering the period from...
Yeah. I'm just saying that.
I think that the trend, as indicated in the bigger picture, would certainly very much speak to what is contained in there. We are hearing about increase in evictions, but the actual reported evictions, the reported number of cases, let me put it like that, because although they are eviction letters, there are also other letters which are, as I said, the CPAs. The total number on the net legal services project, because that is like the flagship of the land rights management facility, you will see that there is somewhat a decrease in the number of evictions from the beginning of the year to this year. And this is borne out in this web document. But it doesn't mean that these are only the what's called evictions that happen, because certainly from a point of view of the reference on the information that we have at our disposal, there may be things. This is what remains through after the cases have gone through the sea, as it were. So I'm saying what you are gleaning from this report is that there is a success rate somewhat, and that's the highlight of what the facility is able to do. But it is still something that we need to test out, because we are still hearing about some illegal evictions, which obviously take time before they are reported to the department. I think I'd like to leave it at that. But I think that the sum total in my mind is that the benefit to the conference is that if we continue with information dissemination, it then means that the knowledge of the people out there in terms of what is it that they can do when they say religion, they acknowledge, it means that we must continue to advertise the existence of the land rights management facility, but in terms of the cases which the land rights management facility actually do handle, as I indicated, there's an 80% to 93% success rate, which I think is a good indication of the service that is being provided to the indigenous farm dwellers.
Thank you, sir. And honorable members, just to also add on why we watch that quarter report. In essence, fact, you can't understand the entire thing because that quarter report is just reporting one quarter. But when we're preparing this report, we were asked to give something that we put into context what slide 17 was talking through. Slide 17 is the one that gives you the presentation of the current distribution of oil programs. So this report was not, the quarterly report was not meant as a report to also enable you to give you the context and explain that map and just place it nicely in terms of where the entire is. The quarterly report itself has been updated somehow because the next quarterly report is true, but this one will just give you a context within which this the management operates.
Thank you. We will now get the committee members to ask some questions. So let's just combine the nature of questions. We need to start speaking the message, the context, or whatever. Thanks. Let me start from the end and work out this way. I see there's only two hands that are not hands. So, okay, thank you. Another question,
thank you for the opportunity and thanks for the presentation. Given the apparently high success rate, but there's still a few people who are left out whose cases are not successfully held. Question one is, what do you do with those cases where performing in the last 20%, so to speak, 20% and less, cases where you have not been, the process has not been successful in helping them? Insofar as their relations with the people with whom they were at loggerheads, but we know how vulnerable one dollar can be to their bosses. What happens thereafter where you have not been successful in helping them? Second question is, how do you ensure that all the potential beneficiaries from this process are informed of their rights long before there's even a case for them to raise? How do you ensure how good is advocacy means so that everybody who is a potential, you know, beneficiary is informed that there is a solution should the need arise, you go and knock at that door. Is it?
I saw you taking your presentation. So thank you. You welcome the presentation. But I'm concerned that you don't have the color coach. You know, when you present it, you cannot honestly understand. I do not understand the things. Especially the figures, the slides, checking. But when you present a high rate, you know, you're looking for it. And I think that is what you do. You don't have a color code.
It could happen
it has happened in the past, could happen to the future. Maybe in as much as you forward the electronic copy, but copy. But that the department has captured it to forward hard copy of the future. Just as a norm, if you like. I know you should be on my budget, it shouldn't be a problem as well. But to, he is absolutely important. It's not the part of the matter as well. It's absolutely a very important point. Because otherwise, the bus has just put a fee now. They just put a fee in there. But our privilege is just to let it change the machine and coffee. For all kinds of presentations, you know. I know departments who would be required in other places and other spaces to produce, in fact, if the 400 copies, in the member who doesn't sit in the committee to have a copy in his office to refer to education and health or whatever. So if you start producing for the committee only hard copies, it should be. But then forward the electronic ones, and then Parliament probably could be constrained resource-wise to or the committee budget limited to printing color. So please, thanks. Sorry for that interjection. So I think it's a very important point you raised that you need to just be standardized. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Shall I ask the following question? The legal thing is roughly in this month for 40% of the budget. If I get the teachers and everything, or you correct me. Since 2012, to date, the initial budget has been 4% of the legal thing. Why are you using so much money? Why don't you use our law firm? Because we need an outsourced firm. When was it outsourced? Because there was a general trust issue. I didn't get it. It was 2,000 pounds. You started saying in 2008, both services were given to you for mediation and legal in 2008. But you started in 2001. You have to push it for me because there's this government, there are 2001. Now, if I get it correct, the strategy is only in 2008, both mediation and legal issues were outsourced, or there was a tender. When was it outsourced? When is the contract going to end? And how much was it for? Can you get a code of conduct of this tender instrument? And the contractual agreement between. I'm checking now, I was just checking what I report, just in the you have plus minus 100. Attorney, so it's 2 mediators. How do you maybe have burdens? How many have burdens? It's not that that's not that that's clear when you go to the court. I do not get that. When is the contract ending? When is it going to be at the time? And why did you set another one? Because it is 44% for the legal services. I don't know. And what was the temporary, because you started saying there was an issue using state lawyers, or there's no issue, why don't we start using them if there's no issue? You know, on finances, even the color part, I do not understand the finance part, I see at the end of your presentation there's finance issues in state. The color patient is to the same financial management leader. It's not easy for me as a layman. It's a graph. But it doesn't follow. I'll ask you, in 2012, it went to 14.91. And then in 2013, it went down. Is that management breakdown is an expense or is an expense part here? What are you going to say? No, I'm not following it. What does that say to your finances? How is CTP appointing panelists equal to the process like that more information on that? So I need more information on slide 6 because I was saying mediation plus minus 1 is 9 and we said my cash flow. But the seats have been closed.
whether you own the five clothes that you finalize. Success was the truth. When you say success, what do you mean? I'm successful. Can I get more information? When you say, give me an example for a case, this is not a successful because of what? Tell me, not a success because of what you define. I got issues of color, you know, people. This slide shows you. Can you get it set logic unless this you access? Wait, can you get it set logic? Because when you say 90% for addition, the success must not be scrolled in the middle. I don't have the slide for you. Let me leave it for I have several questions. Let me leave it for my colleagues.
Can I jump in? Can I ask your colleagues and ask that the other traveling staff asked for the 2 minutes break on his touch? That's his question that before he leaves.
Tells me that we need to look deeper rather than look at superficial things, how many numbers there is and blah blah blah. They are important for those questions to be answered. But I think we need to look at the kind of division that we take makes it very difficult for us sometimes to achieve the set goals that we have, that we're giving, kind of supporting people who cannot do things for themselves. We're not talking about labor tenants, we're not talking about lawyers and doctors. We are not talking about teachers and nurses. We are not talking about the intellectuals, professors and lecturers. You're talking about people who are challenged, both academically in terms of education, even in terms of access to resources. And those resources will include even information and knowledge as the biggest resource that helps you, you know, to survive. If you don't have knowledge, you cannot survive in this world. Knowledge-based and information. But then it says again, Jefferson, people may wonder why am I taking this long term. You cannot say that the resolution must be able to complete this work in the next 7 years. Because that will not show that you don't actually have a picture of what we are dealing with. You cannot say put a time frame and say the commission must complete its work in the next 10 years and go. These are some of the decisions that we took some years ago. And because we are a learning council and we are a learning people, we are now an activist parliament. When you look back, you realize that some of these goals we set ourselves to are setting ourselves to fail. You cannot put a time frame. For it took many years. It took wars and laws. Wars and laws to dispossess people of the land. It took more than 100 years. We are not only looking at 1913, but we are looking back into our own history. Then how do you reverse something that happened in the last 300 years and say we are giving it 10 years? good countries are in flourishing and impossible. People don't say that people don't understand the whole thing. And that's why we see under very difficult constraints where we have a social system that we operate from within. The social system that is based on profit making. And that any person who runs a business in this country, they don't run it as charity. But the purpose of establishing business is to make a profit. And the land is at the center of business and is at the center of the very strong social system. So, unless we see, say that we need to review the foundations of our constitution and the social system that we create. And we're changing the profit system and then getting a non-profit system in this country. That is the only time that we'll be able to put a time frame to solving the land issue. Because then you can simply say the land belongs to the government. And anyone who's going to claim on this land has to convince the government that they say otherwise. But we are not working in such a system and it's not even our intention. That means my intention or that of my party. In the next few years establish a socialist democracy and then take all the land and give it to the president. It's not possible to happen now. It will take very, very many years. You're talking about now the second revolution if one is to look at that. But I'm just saying that we need to be reasonable. I use English as my fourth language. I don't think the word excited is a very good word. I don't have a better word. Maybe I could say it in a natural language. Or as we need it, too much. You know, we get so excited and thinking that, you know, this thing looks good on paper. We'll be able to do this in a very short space of time. Chairman, I'm going to jump again and say, in this committee, we have not only members of parliament, but we've got people who are helping us to do our work, to make our work easier. And we take their contributions very, very seriously. To this end, we requested the researcher to give us an analysis on what are the issues that where we need more explanation, more information, the details and the attachments like Honorable Mshombo was saying, that if there's nothing wrong with the contract, can you give the point of the agreement between the department and children council and agents? Not because we have them. I mean, any person who has been a political activist or any person who has a party will know what children council and agents are. It's not just a company of white people who are good lawyers, but these are anti-party activists who fought. Actually, you remember the case here, the native who caused all the trouble. That is the case recorded by Chief Thompson and Hazel. And it's one of the very serious cases that changed the complexion of land claims in this country. And actually, it dispossessed enough people through laws after the wars. So, that is the point I'm trying to drive home with repeating myself is that let us not put time frames that are unreasonable to this. Thank you very much. And that the questions that are on the researchers, I think it would be nicer if we get them in writing. You cannot necessarily go them here and now. It's just a one page which says, can we have a breakdown of this or a breakdown of that? And I think it would be nicer so that we can have the answer to this question would be a little portfolio that will help us to monitor what the division is doing. So thank you, Chairman. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, Chair. I can just like to go through the presentation. Institutions that deals with issues of justice, which and the Department of Justice is not involved. Yeah, so are we creating something that should be theoretically in a court of law, where we should be not talking about access to justice, but turning it into a matter for the Department of Land, the Rural Development of Land Reform. And the other caveat to that is that I see it's the functions of this body is now also including all kinds of issues. You know, so what I see is a body that was created because of a legal vacuum, and we are now busy matching other things onto it. So it started up with the inclusion judgment, it's now including labour tenants, farm occupied workers, in terms of new legislation, we're talking about claimants, we're talking of assistance and support to communal property associations. So I'm worried that if we don't get the Department of Justice involved and we don't get it clear as to what the institutions of government are that provide access to justice, that there will be confusion emerging in our system of connecting or dealing with land rights. And I also think that I'm concerned about the drift in purpose of this body. If you get involved with communal property associations, which are cut-off points between dealing with issues of mediation, dealing with issues of, again, justice, and getting involved in the management issues around that. So I see a potential issue here, a set of issues and a set of problems snowballing because elsewhere our system of government and our policies are not consistent. So it ends up being I describe it as the dumping, this body becomes a dumping ground of all kinds of other issues. So there might be a problem in the future that we're going on. Very concerned about it, and I also want to state my position. I think this should actually be something where the Department of Justice is involved. I think it should be far more clearly defined as we go into the future. Another question that I have is, how is this particular the land management facility, how is that going to be linking up with the land committees at this level that's part of the NDP, which is also a body that's supposed to be dealing with key stakeholders, dealing with very similar issues that I think the land management facility is touching on. How is it going to be linking up? Is it part and parcel of a more comprehensive understanding of creating institutions in a rural sector or are we dealing with silos that are potentially going to be stepping on another stone? So I think there's a high level issue that I think this committee needs to engage with going into the future as well. And then just to completely contradict, I can do it because I'm a politician, completely contradict my own point of loading function with too many things onto a body potentially confusing justice and administration. Beneficiaries of that report. There's a number of issues that arose where people sign leases with the government, with the beneficiaries of land reform projects. Some examples would be the Hatting Settlement Program, the Farmer Settlement Program is a key example of that. There's a situation in the Duelands currently where the beneficiaries are feeling exploited, where they are feeling that they are not being treated, fairly, and there's all kinds of mediation and legal issues that arise with beneficiaries from time to time. How do they fit into this particular land management facility? Are they, if they're tenants of government, or alternatively in some type of a project environment, joint project environment with government, how does this facility fit into that? Just go through the appraisers. I also think it will be very useful for the committee if we can get a list with the contact numbers of all the officers that the provincial officers. I think how we as politicians and also as we get complaints then can assist with this functioning of this body. And given the fact that I was reminded by the Pickering Light, I think I'll keep my list of my comments for that defense.
Thank you for your interest. But each of their presentation refers to one particular deviation that's which is more successful, successful, unsuccessful. So that is more than 50% of the 100 students still. I wanted to know exactly what was the reason why it failed. But more importantly, you end up with those figures and you find mine is commercial. So what happened to mine? Because if you close 106, 42 was successful, 64 unsuccessful, 24 pending. If you add all those up, you get 130. So there are 9 cases that have gone missing in Excel. Secondly, on the wall, what is the range of a better relation to the data that we understand? It was very specific and different to the borders. Now, the port, okay, I have the number of hotspots. And that municipality is one of the hotspots. The other hotspot in this recipe is Portland municipality. Now it's very, very fundamental that during the farm workers' strike, that those two areas were the areas where farm workers came out and in mass demanding or striking for higher wages. And we have seen in the media recently, there has been a conference on conditions in the Western Cape and Cape Town specifically, and they've seen COSATU, other South African, the handles of the Council Handles Institute being on national television engaging in debates around emissions, and the figures that they're handing around is that we have experienced more than a million people being forced out of farms. Now that doesn't come out in this report. So one is quite concerned with regard to the great the downstream figures in terms of the figures reported here around rent and shoes and the figures that are vended about by trade unions. Leaders are working on farms saying that the figures are going to be much, much higher than that. So one is concerned about that and would want to know, say, to what extent the department, our department, have been engaging the unions in this education. But more importantly for me, also is to what role does the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries play in this regard? You know, also have a major stick on farms and responsibility. Does the communication exist the random of agreement between your department?
That is not a Congress.
No, you can tell the
some form of working relationship. I thought, to be honest, I know there are different committees, etc., but on a very practical level, in terms of dealing with issues on the ground, are there any forms of cooperation between these two departments, in particular in dealing with these issues that are on the ground that are facing our farm raiders? I also want to indicate to you, if the total amount of issues that we're talking about that span from 2009 and now, 1,862. It's a very, very low number. Our cases, does it not mean that somehow cases are not reported? What systems are in place to make sure that when Farmer Magella in Overberg, in Buddha, decides on the morning to evict his farmers because he had bad nights. So how would the farm laborers, the tenants on that farm, reach out to the department to send out an SOS for help? We are being evicted here. That kind of thing. we do know you were saying the presentation indicate the provincial officers, the district officers, etc. But the question is, are these numbers in the contact person, the contact numbers, are they accessible to those people? Have there been whether information leaflets, advertisements in the papers, sessions with farm workers or unions, with the organizations representing farmers, have they been informed to say, in the event of anything happening, these are the contact persons. Have this information, the services that are there, have farm laborers and tenants being informed of the existence of the service and how to access the services. Are they all centers that are available? And what is the contact details and where are those call centers located? Is tenant be reached by a cell phone, which is by far the most popular mode of available currently. And I want to agree with Honorable Walter that we need to get a contact this. In the area around from where I'm going to put this, brother, over the years, additions are happening in the phenomenal area, and people on the ground fighting with the farmers to make sure the infections are included. It's not happening in the manner that a farmer would want to happen. So I'm saying there's a lot of things that are happening. The key thing is about making information more accessible to our people on the ground, so to say. And as I say, please clarify why there's this discrepancy and why one cannot be satisfied by having closing 106 cases, of which 64 is unsuccessful.
Thank you very much, that was the last one. When you answer questions, you may just go past the question of the total budget for the projection per annum or the projection in the annual. But I will come back with some brief follow-up visits, but I will not raise the question. I just think that you need to answer the question. The Director General, for your duty.
Thank you very much. I will attempt to deal with some of the questions. My colleagues will also attend to the other final ones. I think the history, the background provided by Nasa with regard to the role of justice, and therefore the concern raised by Honorable Walters. I think it will be important that we deal with it in a particular context. There was legal aid bought historically that dealt with these matters, which has changed now. And their scope became narrow. We used to work with them on these issues. So I just want to put their role for the Department of Justice in context. We used to work together. Like all government departments, legal aid board was constrained in terms of resources. But as the Department of Land Affairs then, as a department, responsible for land security in the country, we could not sit, watch people being evicted and do nothing. We brought ministers at the time, brought two pieces of legislation in 1996 that dealt with labor tenants, and ESTA in 1997 that dealt with farm workers in an attempt to regulate eviction and provide long-term security. while you implement the legislation, the other laws to bring about tenure security, people continue to get evicted.
So then we go into judgment.
That's where government must provide a mechanism of dealing with this. So we then have to play our part as the Department of Foreign Development. While the Department of Justice battled with the legal aid board, there were student society organizations that had their own donor family, we as the Department of Foreign Development, with a specific mandate, in terms of training security for the had to do our part in terms of trying to provide relief to those who did not have the means to defend themselves against illegal conditions. The Department of Justice has subsequently possibly completely downstaged their role in this particular area. They still do provide legal assistance to other people, but not necessarily in the context of elections. I thought that clarification is quite important. The other question is of the scope creep, maybe not, I think I've dealt with that one, but I think the one that says this facility could become a dumping ground for all the other problems we don't know what to do with, and we just understand it. The reason why we felt that the facility should not just deal with addictions only, it must deal with mediation and mediation. We also administer the legislation, which provides for the department and the director general of the department to intervene when there are issues with the CPAs. CPAs are supposed to have their own constitution, they are land-holding entities established in terms of this law. They are supposed to have constitutions. We transfer land a massive amount of resources. Possibly the bulk of the land that has been acquired through the land reform program 1994 is administered by CDAs. Now, you can imagine the amount of resources at the disposal of CDAs. Now, when there are the members of CDAs who are not benefiting and they're going to have recourse to the department to say, department help us. Here are the people that you assisted us together with to get our land back, or you redistributed to land to us. A few now are now using the land for the benefits of themselves to the exclusion of the rest. Then the department must intervene. That is when we said that because we've got that obligation in terms of the law, we've got to expand the scope of the facility. That was before we then said we are going to amend the CPA Act itself. Because it, as much as the CPA Act gives responsibility to the department to intervene, we do not provide resources for such interventions. Now the amendment that we are going to be bringing into Parliament will develop that particular capacity. So that this one focuses on land rights and on land regions and so on. So we, going forward, we will separate those roles. To arrest the possible drift of levels. The relationship of the land rights management facility with the district land committee, we are very much mindful of that. As a matter of fact, I think we discussed it over the weekend. We have got to streamline. At some point, In resolving some of this issue, we may have to acquire land to provide long-term security. The two structures play different roles. The other one is more adjudication of disputes. This one, as we're talking about, deals more with the adjudication of disputes. The discipline committee, as opposed in the National Development Plan, are more about facilitating land redistribution. So in the resolution of the dispute, you may want to say you want to acquire land. So once the parties have reached agreement, the only solution here is to provide these people with land then the matter will be referred to the district land council to provide the suitable land. So there will be a working relationship between those structures. I think the challenge we've got to admit on advocacy, we are not as strong as we should be. It may be because that the nearly 3 million people who live on commercial farmland in South Africa, each and every one of them know about facilities. We can improve a great deal in a particular area. So we do admit. I'm sure Jono will ask to respond to the questions and so on. It's something advocacy, something in communication, even outreach is something we can deal with going forward. The facility could only respond here, Honorable Matela, on the numbers we have had. We appreciate that out there there is information that there is a lot more that is happening. There is a lot more people that are getting admitted than is reported. But the facility can only report on the numbers it has dealt with. Because those are the numbers we can vouch for, we have got evidence and so on. There are these other numbers for which we do not have evidence and proof. I'll invite Chris Bui and the other colleagues to respond to some of the questions.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I tried to put the questions in the order in which they were framed and with the names of the people that asked the questions. But I think the DG has dealt with the high-level strategy ones. And I'm going to just take off from where the DG left off. And then I'm going to request Jomo Dulu, who is the project officer, to deal with the finer details like the arithmetic, which probably I may have not gotten right. Just to start with the issue that was raised by Honorable Sultani on the success rate and what happens to those that are not dealt with. In my previous life, before I joined the department, I was very much involved in dispute resolution and training. And the one thing that I learned when I was working there is that any dispute, whether it's land or whether it's home, the success rate sometimes can be measured like 2 steps forward and 20 steps backward. In other words, you can't vouch that anything that is going to dispute, even in your own relationships at home. The fact that we've gone to a marriage counselor does not mean that there can't be a dispute arising in the future. Similarly, with the land dispute, and I like the point that was raised by Honorable Chamberlain, because it reminds us that the disputes on land about this position are deep-seated disputes. Therefore, the channels will not be resolved even just by having a mediator come for the few weeks and deal with it. In other words, the success rate is in accordance with the complexity of matters that are being dealt with. Therefore, what then happens is that mediation should be seen as a process rather than one-off thing. In other words, the point that Honorable Sultani raises is that the department must be concerned about follow-up. Once the dispute has been resolved, what do we do to support the people going forward? And therefore the land rights management committees, which are the committees on the ground, will be playing that role. Will be playing the role of monitoring and evaluation. If you look at the functions as detailed in the Extension of Securities of Kenya Amendment Bill, it talks about these things. It talks about an implementation strategy that is comprehensive, that looks at information dissemination, that looks at looking at the statistics and creating a database of who is working on this farm. This is one of the biggest problems that we hear even from the farm owners. We are saying we're getting more and more people than what we had before. So it's the need to have a database of who's on the farm and then being able to do the information dissemination to be the ears and eyes of the department. In the past, it's not impossible to be everywhere and anywhere as the department. And as the DG has indicated, we only deal with the facility, can only deal with those cases that are reported. There is a toll-free number which farm dwellers must know about. We have in the past done information dissemination in the newspapers, in the radios, all kinds of manner in this previous year. I've almost become like the radio spokesperson on some of these things and had to speak on the number of the issues, the policies, the legislation, but I'm saying that that's not enough. We're going to have to do more. And we're going to have to work with building institutional arrangements and bringing all the other parties. As we all know, organizing on farm is very difficult. The owner says, not in my land. Can't come in here and come and... So our other person role, as the DG has mentioned, has not been what it should be. And I think that in the department, we cannot even claim to try to become the only agency. So we must work with the land NGOs, we must work with the paralegals, we must work with the structures on the ground, and that's what the land rights management community tries to do. So what we do in the future on what gets done, and I think that the information dissemination, it has to be understood, has to be to everybody. It has to be about building a land rights culture that respects the rights of the owners and respects the rights of the workers or the occupiers. It can't be. It is about normalizing what is an asymmetrical relationship between land owners and farm dwellers, and it has to be done across the board. And just to go to the point that was raised by Honorable Walters of why not use the state law advisors, I think that even just by what I've just said now, it should be clear that the department or government cannot be a player and a referee. In other words, I'm sorry, Roman. I thought that he also mentioned that point. I think we have mentioned this one as well. But there are so few of those lawyers. Even if you wanted to, we couldn't. With the history that the DG has just given of the legal aid board and where we came from, and I'll try to paint the picture. We started with the process, the legal judicial process of the legal aid board, but as you know, the legal aid board also underwent its own transformation. They moved away from the system of judicial, let alone the fact that their cases were only, they were dealing at that time only with criminal cases, and we had forced them to try and come aboard to help us with the civil matters. But even that, we even placed resources within the legal aid board structure to try and build up or beef up their capacity, but they were moving further and further away from the model of dispute resolution as we understand for the land rights issues. So we had to build up our own. We still want and we still hope to bring them back on board in the land rights management board and the land rights management your committees, because we want all those the stakeholders to play the role. And in fact, we didn't leave them behind. When we were doing training, the training for the magistrates, the training for the law enforcement agencies, the police, the Justice College was very much on board. We did it together. It's just that when it came to the runs and sends, they then said, no, we don't have this, and they tried to go a different route. We still work with them. We all work right now with the master of the High Court, for instance, and we're talking about how we bring together to the dispute resolution work that the DG explained so ably in terms of the CPAs or the trusts that are formed. They are not saying take those off, but they actually administer the legislation that establishes the trust. So we are working together. It's just that when it comes to they have been a bit not quite there. We will still try and, coach, and because the work that has to be done is very obviously not, is not enough. And the issues about Honorable Chamberlain, I thought are quite spot on, because they give us a context within which all this work happens. The point about how you cannot expect that this 300 years of dispossession is going to be resolved, this point I thought was absolutely spot on. And then the issue about the fact that people who need sometimes we need to review the foundation of the constitution. But that's a matter that obviously politicians like yourselves are supposed to deal with. The issue of us providing a portfolio of evidence and questions from researchers, we certainly welcome that, and we will deal with that. We have dealt with some of the concerns from Honorable Walters, and I think the DG has dealt with this, the GST purpose or scope group, and that definitely the land rights ministry facility, the only common ground on which we deal with these issues is the land disputes. We're not dealing with everything and anything. We're not even dealing with the issue of access to land. We're only dealing with how do you resolve this dispute properly using alternative dispute resolution, which is cheaper than having to go to court. But obviously there are instances where people still need to go to court, and when that happens, we need to be sure that the facilities available to deal with that. So the list of contact details will provide that. And Honorable Madela, the next, I think my colleague will deal with that. DG, I think he wanted to know also about the MOU with DAP. I know we're working even stronger and stronger together. There's even strategic planning that's been done together. And the issue of the call center and that the issue is accessible is definitely an issue which we are concerned about. The cell phones, as has been indicated, as practically everyone on some might have a cell phone and need to improve our system, which is our old and the number, but I thought that maybe I should leave that. The engaging the unions, I've spoken about the institutional arrangement leading to the bills with other government departments, the private sector, as well as the civil society organizations, and working on a daily basis, even in developing further the policies that we are involved in now, as well as the implementation strategies of those. Chair, I think I could just leave that for now and ask my colleague to deal with the final details in the RFC. Thank you.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you,
Chair.
The delegation is upwards, am I right, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Honourable Member, let's talk to the issue of the hotspot.
Yes.
For general assembly. The Minister, I think about 2 weeks ago, when the SNACA became more prominent, he appointed a fact-finding commission that came from the Western Cape on the 19th and stayed there until the 23rd, engaging precisely on this matter. We started meeting with the government and the municipality in particular from across the province. And we were requesting in every case of our agreement with them the facts and figures that they had actually posed. We also requested how they dealt with this matter, what the structures that were being used, and were they noticing from their own figures any trend up-down pledge for every participant. As I said, it was the government sector as a whole, labor, justice, peace, municipalities, land rights with civil society organizations, including COSATU, COSA, Farmworker Forums, Women on Farms, among others, including academics, things such as PLUS. And in all of them, we were asking this pointed question of, against the facility, what have you got that you could add so that we augment here? The figures that came, most of them confirm what we have here, and any other that remain particular from the municipalities, got us to recommend to the minister a task team be looking into this because if I were like from the municipalities, the national surplus resource project, the class in the northwest, the university gave us something. So the national farm workers forum and the union farms, all of those are sitting with the selected team from ourselves in this and the figures were the device of the board. But by and large, the figures that given here in terms of the official ones, none of them had disputed this one that we have. will be presenting a report to the minister in a week or two. And we indicate that we also met with the MEC in the province requesting the Department of Justice. So we are engaged into those, but none of them, except in terms of what all of them have needed to say, we believe that the special academies like the fall trade in a particular case, the implication that at the moment strongly challenged by the presentation here, but in the end we presented the reports to the ministers after the well according sharing of the and looking through of the data and the sources by the various players that have been I didn't mention the address, the African countries, the mega and various players are one of the policy. I just wanted to touch on that point in terms of having met within a matter of 4 days continuously all the various stakeholders around the issue. But in concluding some of the matters in the end, it boils down to the issue that we raised by both guys in general and the people in the family. At the center of all these issues, both with the eyes and the ears, and with the forums reporting in the end addressing the issues of the most vulnerable people by providing housing and then the funds.
Yes, one just to comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Let me start by addressing the point raised by Honourable Member Mushomo about the contract, when it started and when it ended. As we indicated, it started in 2007, but the actual operation was in 2008, which led to the cost of advertising. So 2008, it was a three-year contract. Then in 2012 we extended it by a year and then advertised again for 3 years. So the current one started in 2013, 2014, 2015 to end next year, December 31. So that's the view. In terms of financial, the financial, the budget, I think it was also because the question that was raised, I don't know if there or if it was in terms of how much are we projecting per year. It is not an easy one, as a cash budget, because court cases can go either way. But what we try to do, we look at the trends and project the number of cases we have, and the potential number of cases we may be having. For 2013, for example, we budgeted 57 million. It doesn't mean that we spend all of it. And then 2014, we budgeted 63. For next year, the budget is 69 million. So those are the budgets. The other question from Honourable Strongo was around the commercial spread of the panel. He gave the provincial spread of those 172. It's also in the quarterly report that you see here. If you want more information, actually, we can provide you with the breakdown in terms of the rate and gender of those panel members. So the other color is for the mediators and the lawyers. The problem is that how she responded to us in terms of fewer numbers are not well, as you can see in the case and Bumalanga. And Bumalanga is also responding actually because there are more cases coming from that province and there are very, very few panel members. In terms of how they come into the panel, again, one of them asked that question. There was an event that was put up in the newspapers and potential lawyers and mediators applied. There was a policy that had to look at the CVs received and there was a shortlisting and then there was a frame after that. so that's why we was the member at the. I think in her explanation she mentioned the strict criteria. I think that we also face the issue, the commitment. Maybe when she's on the screen there may not be saying much, but one thing that we want to see is that people demonstrate the commitment into this kind of way. And also that we won't want to see a situation where a person who is a lawyer for a farm worker today, but then tomorrow will present at the other side, because people on farms are not that complicated to understand that today you can change and tomorrow you can do on the other side. So in perception, you have to really change the narrative and have to actually come to them. That's the very important. Trying to explain the missing figure from the nutrition, created by one of myself and also by the development program, what does successful or unsuccessful mean? Nutrition is a voluntary process or thing to engage in. And it still is a broader concept. Not many people understand or appreciate nutrition. I think it still is nutrition. Even when people come or either party come wanting to reach aid, our position of business will try to sell nutrition. And then they will then say, okay, this will be the try. But then we find that somebody just disengaged from it and wants to continue the situation. So some of the unsuccessful cases in the most are a result of that. That people just need to be in the communication or sometimes even if they want to stay in the situation, it just doesn't give you a bigger result. And then the leader will say, two mitigations, and so that's the reason why. The nine that is missing, the system that we use to capture the information is almost like a real time one. That is when we go to the room, we can go to it now. If there has been an update of the case today, the figure will say something else. So what happens is those cases are cases that are still waiting for a different instruction from the department. They may be unsuccessful, and we are waiting for the instruction to say, this one was unsuccessful, what do we do? Is it an instruction that it goes to the education, or is it an instruction that is withdrawn from the department tries to do something in general? So we report it. So that could be the answer. Coming to the information campaign, when we started, I think my PG is also explaining that we need to really engage a little bit more in terms of moving for coordination. We did an extensive communication campaign when we were launching it in 2008. We sort of have done it now, but we have to maintain the call center, which is at NASA's office, and that links with our district and our offices. A number that I think maybe if I say we can manage to say we have an
the
even issues with the cell phones. It's a technology that we still are wanting to but we're still engaging the cell phone companies because they have not given us the right or the ability. As a certain more cost from the cell phone, it really becomes free. It is only free when you call the government back. So I think the cell phone giants have been issued from we really have engaged them and they make it clean. It has not been so we have not been I'm not sure if the other question on the control or let me start by the one from one of my slide 14 which is this land. I think you also wanted to see where exactly the breakdown of it. From which topic. I do have to apologize. Even with the time period of the terrorism, not really, but we can do it a little bit of the information. have to understand, which is the case. These are invoices that are received from either lawyers or mediators on a monthly basis. And these are the money that you expect to facilitate if you can see on a monthly basis. So it's not very, the time that you've been able to go immediately from December 21st, I think in one month, that's 183,000. But for the average, when you look at it, the disbursement that I have, I mean, like 4 million, there is only one where they collect the disbursement, but it is set up about 5 million. Those are my figures. So on average, the invoices that I have received are 120 invoices from different projects. There are times where it goes down, especially with them, I think, I know, process when it opens up those, and then the invoices are quite low, but you can time the invoices, but there are times where it will be, but from now on, it's a very different invoices come out. And actually, this one, when we seem to be spending, I think, one of them from our says, we seem to be spending as much on the Kenyan nation. Actually, when you look at it and compare it with the restitution, which was 158 million, and then Kenya decides to have more than, some point where more than 1,000, now it's currently 700. This is not a really cost by the fact that it's a really cost by the cost of how complex there are a lot of effects that are caused on restitution measures. There's a lot of things that people say. The same as our restitution, if you go to the magistrate court, look at the budget there, the government is going to be a normal restitution measure, and it's between 100,000 and 200,000. So, in comparison, then the measure has that extremely may cost, but not that extremely complex restitution. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Also, man, these gentlemen, they are also strong. Also, man. Unlike these sponsors, you can come with a penny. And so forth. And then Unzoman is usually respected soccer players or former soccer players. That's a great song song. I've always heard that you got Asian was the greatest player, but I don't know, it's a long debate also. Thank you very much. The most of the questions, colleagues, already been attempted to be answered. I do not know, there may have to be follow-up questions, but it's just that I do know that in our time, I would have even myself needed to be out of here, probably all of you done and standing there sharing for move on. I have that question answered, did you also go via the question of the budget? The impression one is that since the budget was 3 in the current, 3 million for the budget in the current year. Budget, yeah, and it's going next year to 69 according to the project. I think the committee members want us to make selections of the products. I've really checked all the notes in the questions, I've really checked that we have good attempt at responding to the questions. But before the follow-up, all of this outside, the graph presentation, I don't know what page it is for industrial projection. You can really do it in a 1-12 month touch and then draw your years in color. so that the honorable members are able to compare what was there in another year and what was there in another year at the same time. You know? So I did my own little effort. I'm not a stranger to science and mathematics. So you will see for yourself that December 2012 compared to December 2013, I expect conditions. December 2013 is almost the highest point, almost, I'm saying. And December 2012 was the lowest point. So the two December, the standard difference of almost 300,000. So if you draw it in one graph, it gets to be nice and easy to work on the whys and why not, and to, you know. But the other aspect, DG, that I usually refer to yourself when I sit there is that if you're reporting right now, the quarterly report, usually the ICD, but I usually indicate that also the Department of Transport, you reflect on the projections and you reflect on the actuals. So if you had a graph like this, it could have been nice to have a yellow line if you like, whatever light color you prefer. I prefer red to shut up now. Red is under some performance. Now, you then reflect what the projection was, and then you reflect what the actuals are. Except in policy speeches and in annual performance plans where you only have projections, you don't have actuals. But let's just try and keep to that culture. Because we can account why there has been a fault, why there has been a deviation, or why no deviation in terms of our own projections and so forth. Yeah. So I was just talking to the framework issues in terms of watching. I was not talking to the content. I suppose I'll come back, but I'll just allow the colleagues to have the fullest kind of vibe. Please mind our time, unless you really have the chance to come and help the church.
Thank you, sir. With all the humility, duty, and coming out of that, I must say that I'm still left uninformed as to the actual content of the follow-up that you do with unsuccessful cases across the board. What do you actually do? Okay. Thank you.
I don't think we have to be put on the show because we are going to another meeting. I wanted to find out the call center, the turnaround time, we have said that gone and the fishing has reached now. What is that turnaround time? Has reached now. Will they assist me in 10 days or 50 days, I don't know, turnaround time? Now, when we get the codes, Apollo, which I did not hear you, your turnaround time, the related turnaround time, the inefficiency, when we get codes, you can go from
intergovernmental relationship is a problem.
much easier in a sense that we use your traffic department, because it seems like you're saying, no, they don't touch this, they don't come and put more in this direction. Now, the years we start, of course, we will have. And I wanted to find out, I don't know, so I'll just check this quick, maybe. You say your key driver is to maintain a big panel lawyer simulation. Is that the key driver based, or is it based on the fact because, yes, the issues are really inclined? I'm just doing your key driver. You say that, unless maybe you simplify it for me. Another key driver to receive legal, it says that, yes, your key driver will receive legal documentation, mediation, based on the edge, that's why I said that. Based on the, I don't know, section 9, when you're taking, and 24 of the restriction level edge. Now, I got it delivery, we got to see over your projection. Remember, you take overview, those five pillars, I'll call them pillars. But they are not five, they are more than that. Even going to the next stage, which is also important. And it's an explanation on that, but those are follow-up checks. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. I think there's I still get the impression the essential answers about how the institutions that are meant to prevent illegal evictions and to create a tenure environment, how to interrelate the principles, and I'm still not convinced that there's not a problem. I think the way that I conceptualize the land committees that you referred to in the NDP, what interacts there, there's an intimate relationship, because it's more than just acquiring land, it's also about ensuring the sustainable use of land. I think it's something that we need to interrogate going forward as a material. I'm not sure whether the officials present want to respond to that, but I think there's policies that are potentially contradicting based on the workshops that we had in the Protea Hotel there when it was in Kempton Park. There's clearly some policies that are starting to clash with one another, and we need to get all of these things speaking to one another. We're going to create a sustainable agricultural sector that at the same time drives transformation agendas and at the same time produce justice for people. And so I think this body, the Department of Justice, the various other entities that are created are operating in the same space. I think there's a short coordination that and certainly there's some additional scope. The other thing that occurred to me as the conversation continued, I think farm eviction should not be simply looked at in a politically charged atmosphere, local government elections coming up in the Western Cape. I mean, we can't see them, we can see what's going on. But what I do think we should do is look at all provinces. We should look at very clearly what are illegal evictions, what are acts of injustice, because this is what this is all about. We want to not campaign towards an election, we want to great infrastructure that produces justice for farm workers and for farmers, because it's an intimately linked relationship. If farmers fail, then we're going to have a bigger problem in terms of evictions, we're going to have a bigger, there's economic flavors to this as well, not just people waking up in the morning and, you know, deciding to evict people. I think we need to clearly understand across the whole country what the scene is in terms of farm evictions, but we also need to understand what are the policy drivers and what are the economic drivers for it. I also think we need to understand relative to the specific industries that you're talking about. So there's a very big difference between, for example, a farm eviction taking place in the sheep industry in the middle of the Karoo vis-a-vis one that relates to the sugar industry. President Natal, it's different economic sector. So if I can conclude that, I think we need to look at the infrastructure of justice that's been created in the rural development sphere and how it interacts. I think there's a problem. I think we need to understand farm evictions also in terms of the policy and the economic imperatives that are impacting on it. And lastly, that report that's going to the minister has broken down. I'm certainly want to see it as soon as possible as well, because I think it, it will tell me to what extent my concerns that I've just mentioned are being addressed and that can happen. It will certainly inform me about that report. Thanks.
Those are the follow-up questions that she received. My colleague from Oya, Honorable Madela. If I had to leave, I was going to cut out items on the agenda. So it was not going to affect this discussion. It was going to affect whether we take minutes or other issues here. But it's all right. Committee system is a committee system. Committee members are not the part of guiding the collective committee. There have been DG issues raised as a matter of follow-up. But I would love just to also pick up from you. Perhaps on numbers, I'm completing the story even more unintentional. Honorable Mandela, if it was him, I think it was him, referred to the page with the numbers on the page. And he talked about the numbers that fall into the crack of the nine. Anything with that page, children? About the cost of
Thank you.
That is up here on the screen. Oral Mandela has 9 missions. When I add the R, I end up with 200 and something. And it talks about 130 something. Even 42 and 64 alone, they give you to, that's 42 and 64. Oh, they talk to that one on the internet? I see.
Yes.
Then you should have push those 2 bullets inside. You push those 2 bullets that are under 106 inside. You can't add, you know?
Something like that.
Much better. Yes. Oh, thank you so much. So I will step aside on the question on you. Numbers, it makes absolute sense now. So the issue is just to be that 9 that my colleague was asking. So it's fine. I slightly reset because I do not know all of Mandela is that 9 of those was really unhappy. Thank you. I'm actually foundation my own. Thank you. Then the issue about the legal aid board, is probably to the future and beyond, the issue of the legal aid board, because in the BRR report, the Portfolio Committee on Justice has made a recommendation for the legal aid board to continue to cover the scope on legal cases on branch. But I think we earlier on was saying no, if it was hit, the scope had to be reduced. But now, the latest report, the RR report on the Portfolio Committee on Justice, that directs the Galate Board to go that direction. So, it's one issue on which we wish to write and record your comments on. Because now there is a standing recommendation, as we speak, from the past 2 weeks or so, directing the gallery report in that very direction. That's one issue I'm raising. The other issue I'm raising, you talked about the digital yourself, you talked about the FW amendment bill.
Elijah has to call it that.
Okay.
Now, when is it coming before Parliament? The reason being, the chairperson, as she is here, she is supposed to then, with the conscious support, they are supposed to then channel to programming of Parliament, and there are opportune moments for because once it comes before the Senate, the committee must go and conduct public hearing, and the parliamentary program might be affected by this. Why are you keeping it within yourself? When is it coming, the amendment? What must it be before it actually comes? I do not know from that. Maybe if it came now or in the next 2 weeks, it could even be possible to do public hearings in January, you know, and take further the work. Because during the time, Mr. Sekaji worried about the results, but there will be less clashes with the programming of the parliament, you know. So because they will then after the zona, there might be no time or something. Especially for members who have many committees. They go on public hearing in the first day, it's not gonna be able to have these reports the following day. Or that's very much the other man. So when is it coming? What must you still do to the amendment bill for it to come? Or are you calling this problem so you can forward the copies to the If you answer the issue about the call centers and the cell phone news, there must be a fight there, gentlemen. There must be a fight there because on some builders, some tenants, whatever, may not have access to landline for that call to be through. So we go back to the cell phone and our people are battling with what is called the airtime. So the issue about cell phones and a free call. It should be possible, man. If you set your people in German or DG, in a week they should be able to come with a positive answer. I don't know, I think it should be possible. Otherwise, that free call is no free call. That would be that. In some of our reports, DG, we picked up a number of 1863 as a total number of cases. In today's report is 1024. I would just like us to double check. We could air also on our hands. We could air. But we also have the 1863 as a number. I do not know compared to the 1024. Which one is which, or probably was the previous year, is the 09, the what one, or is the 1024 being the cumulative number, or what? Just the German through the credit of the DG, just the sort that one out for us. My last one would be on the one of the graphs. I just divided the country into the east and west, not ideologically or politically, but geographically. And there were only 3 cases in the west. We refer to the relevant regional graphics. While you answer, I'll point you to the graph. Somebody might start answering. I'll point you to the map. There were only 3, 2 in the western case, 1 in the northern case, and then all others are to the eastern or the one other because the colonialists came in and headed through the Cape of Good Hope and went all their way. There will be our point to what page it is. So whether we really, how do you go about picking up cases? You are not the one on provincial breakdown pending 24. I just drew a line in the middle of the country and I came with 3 to the west and the rest to the east. That's page 9.
honor the Makarimo and honor the Unabomisha legislature, you don't have the benefit to be here. And you retire to study the hedge with the symbol of this foolishness that is when you retire with the oldest member in the house, then you return your own, but they are allowed the hedge, the western hedge. You would have asked that there are so many suffering in the country, especially to this, and the eastern the fort, you fought, fort, Smaland, fort, these fort has. They are symbols, one of the challenges is not here, they are symbols of those wars, you know. So, how come that you would have so few cases in such areas with forts, forts, forts? All the colonial wars were there, you know. So what happened in Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, and greater part of Free State, and greater part of Northwest? If you include them, especially in Northwest, it's only 7 cases. Is there no anomaly there? Thank you.
On the honorable section, on the, I want to ask you on the unsuccessful, what happens? What is the follow-up? I do know that the other follow-up, but maybe you can speak to the details on the follow-up and on honorable troubles turnaround time. I think on the projections, you can base your projections on time, having been able to see how you spend over the years and the average number of cases you've been handling over the last 5 years. You'd be able to come to develop quite an informed basis of projecting on basis of trends. I think on the other words, it's not so much a contradiction in policy, it's something we've got to work at aligning. The discipline committee's proposal, the NDP, are yet to be established. This one is operational. So we just need to be mindful when we bring the others into operation to make sure that there is alignment and work together. And I think the breakdown required on the youth, the women and so on, and the number of disabled as well, I think we've taken the point. We also take the point on the to engage the telephone companies. Who are happy to do business with us when we as a department, we advertise a tender for a department 3G to have a cell phone for the organization. We'll take it up, we'll take the point. On the amendment B, we have 5 bills, and they must go to customer effect. And we're hoping that they should first go to cabinet, and then cabinet must agree that we must go out on public consultation. We come back to cabinet again. That will probably be early next year, and then cabinet can then say, fine, you can proceed from our side, the executive, we're satisfied with the bill, and then we'll be coming to parliament. We most likely will become early next year. After the storm.
Are you saying the second to continue while you're on the floor? The process within the department is that you go to cabinet and to the public and then you come back to cabinet. So what the committee is doing is just a outstanding exercise coming up.
Not at all. When we come here, the committee calls the shots.
Just the public. The committee goes back to the people they've already gone to.
The committee can call different hearings. It makes its own decision. We as a department, it's out of our hands. It's entirely in the hands of the committee. You decide. Then the committee.
You're still on the floor, so you can clarify your own business.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm our stand.
If you have something to say, if you have nothing to say, don't come and say yes.
No, I think that DG has even student said we should do it, what question should pose of the teaching that's required. Looking at my notes, I think that we are left with the clarity on the actual management. The issue that was raised by Honorable, now I'm not going to say it because I'm going to get myself entangled again, but the issue of legal aid board, I think you raised the chair, and thanks for that information, but I wanted just to say that we have always engaged legal aid board, even when they move forward with the advert, we still engage them, and I'm glad to hear that there's at least agreement that they can deal with the legal cases of arms. We engage with them quite frequently because we've seen them as allies more than enemies in the space of the legal. So I just want to say that if we think about the spread and the footprint of the legal aid officers, that is the ones that we work with, what they have shown us is that they still have a focus more on urban, very little on rural. It's always been like that, and I think we've spoken about training that they need, and as recent as the beginning of the year, we have had engagements, and possibly they are beginning to say they will come on board, and that should be good. I think that in terms of the issue that was raised also by Honorable Walters on the policy and economic drivers, the point about the farm evictions in the Karoo, that's what happens in the sugar industry, definitely there is an analysis that is needed to be done, and we didn't want to jump to conclusions. I want to just allege the portfolio committee members that we are collaborating with the International Labour Organization in doing a study on the conditions and the livelihoods of people on farms. It is about to be completed. It will finish the preliminary preliminary study, and they conclude, for instance, in Western Cape at the end of this month. We are hoping to bring that study back with the IRO to the portfolio committee, just remembering that each establishment was actually commissioned by the committee, this kind of committee, on the eve of Human Rights Day, last year. So we are almost on concluding that, and it would be very interesting to pick up the points that you just raised. And then the issue of the infrastructure of justice, I think we've spoken about that. I'm very interested in the point that was raised by Comrade Mandela, coming from that sector myself. Oh, did I say Comrade? I'm sorry. I don't know where I got that from. Did you look at me in that way, maybe? You see, Comrade, to me, Comrade Mandela is Comrade in the sector of the people with disabilities, that's what I mean. Yes, that's...
I just want to say it is
true that you are an activist in the disability sector this week, and you may have to continue that, everything is normal and correct about it. And it is true that one of Mandela, why he is on the other side in respect to this meeting.
Yes.
But he's also very much a keen activist on people with disability, and therefore, from where I sit, I understand your conversation perfectly. It's not the deployment. Oh, I'm talking about, who am I clarifying? There's no one hearing it, eh? And therefore, based on that, I will accept you to continue to be a comrade, because it doesn't talk to any... Thank you very much for being here. Thank you.
I wanted to say that rest assured that if there's any involvement in criteria for getting panelists, that I will be the one who's advocating for those, because it's always a hat that I wear, women and people with disabilities, so we will provide it. It's in the advert, and that's what we do when we meet poor people. That's the comradeship I was talking about.
Το μέικον δεν είναι κόσμο, είναι σκότ background, δεν είναι όμω αν δεν μα υποσχεθεί ο μέικον είναι σκότ background.
Your question, if I know you, the actual representation you would provide as a and then the question from Honorable Susanna about the unsophisticated in terms of other students, I would try and understand the situation that a certain percentage of those people prompted by that black people and a certain percentage from them will be attributed to other people that still attend. And where we were not successful, say for example, we try to take the message of quantitative theory and we say, and we try to soften the regime. But it is also a success, the fact that an addiction did follow the ends. But where they actually had to leave back, and they are made within within the department, where we have to look at the options that are available to the department, whether are they found somewhere where we can use and then other options. So we try, there are different interventions that take place at the government office to actually make those communities, because the government constitution of the case of the communities have or face the same. In terms of the turnaround time for the
person, what I want is the concept when you take your laptop, you leave office, so I'm going to that case, which is not for me. When you get there, what do you say to them?
Mm.
What's the other one?
Mm.
I don't want what people say, I have a vision. When you get to those people, you're not very successful in helping them, what do you say? The following one.
Thank you. The DG may also have to come in at some point on this, whether there are no scientific programs and other things. Do we have the Hamakar? Do we have the Hamakar? Here is Kate telling the law, somebody has got to get here. Okay. What happened? If all of the Dharma is possible,
yeah,
okay,
you're right.
Thank you.
Very good.
So when you answer in the context of the science, like that, I'm sorry. For you,
are you alert? DG, are you alert to the question?
Yes.
How much is it that the person is essentially effective? Because. So what happens? That person literally goes to the street in the Western Cape when I used to be there, they call it the office. They go to the site or to the other place. That's the question. And it's a very, very humane. After seeing that you've got an E, it's a very, very humane concept. It's a very humane concept. Here I've lost
but
the
thing.
So what? No, I'm going to find a very humane case, right? I'm a parliamentarian, absolutely. Issues of people going home, I mean, having lost the case, is very, very profound. It's touching. Just statistics.
Yeah.
The sense of what you are about. Mm-hmm. I know there is like an issue between UTM and DA, but the issues are just across the statistics.
Thank you. The thing is that some cases I may not be able to give one direct answer for every one of them because it's different. For example, if it's a derivative and we could not find a derivative on a particular form, for example, we as provincial office or the district may immediately try and negotiate with the municipality and have the derivative offside. We'll do that. Okay. So that's just one kind of understanding. If it's an addition that people must go occupy, we may ask for an extension and then try again to look at the alternatives for that particular thing. So it will always depend on the case and what is really happening on that particular thing at the time. But there are different interventions that happen depending on the case.
Why
do
you still? You mean things like that? You have gone to Mustafa on those 15% avarice. You've gone to Mustafa, you have, you told what you have done or possible options.
Yes, in some of the cases we've gone to Mustafa, then we've got to the right side. But in other matters as well, I must give an example where we may get a call now that the right is being refused.
Mm-hmm.
Because the right is an agent, because it may be refused on a Friday, we sometimes cause that a copy is on the stage and it's to enter. and immediately we appointed the mayor over the phone and do the inquiry. But then when the lawyer gets there, sometimes we find that the defense from the landowner will say, in that contract, this person has never seen, or they are actually doing a long distance in Israeli, which will stay in another province, for whatever reason. And then it's registered in our system, and it's counted as a particular number, but then it immediately sort of ends as an alteration. I don't know
what you're going to say about filling in that
question. It could be communication at both settings.
Yeah.
The conclusion of the court cases was that the court had ordered that we need to state proceed. But the community, the case that we had was that the teachers, the presenters, the community members approached the pastor. Such answer that the main answer changed the court school. And a very strong engagement. New terms are drawn, and the people who still take it at the vision of us are generally treated very well. So that the room will be even if that is a certain person in the actual people are there because of additional negotiations that are supposed. And amongst others, the point of Rome has led us to say very careful handling of the fears should accompany this because this is. And of the numbers, official numbers, as we but on the ground, economic and the agreement that the school is a good
follow up.
Thank you, sir. I'm not going to ask any further personal questions. I will appeal to the DJs and the CC, and he was the point of this one. To note that the department does not have an effective follow-up plan or helpful method. This is becoming clearer in the press for more precise answers, if we can be honest with ourselves. Because what the DDG is telling us is that processes outside of the department's team take place. People who are not helping with all the classes. That's the reason that I was saying. With this correction that if we refer to this as unsuccessful, because of the cost of the contract, but people go back and resettle, you know, their differences on their own. That's outside. What are the fully initiated? So, just on that point, this is by way of flight to the Department of Customs, I accept that the land issue is very deep and diverse. And I'm also South African, and I'm not very young. So, with that perspective, I want to say, let's admit that we do not have an effective program for helping where issues have not been successful to my plan. Thank you. Okay.
So, I don't know about this discussion about perhaps the done as in following the inquiry, and you tend to say that it's not been the department does not have, you can go to the question, but the department doesn't have an effective thing. I am not sure if we should do it in that session or the committee, if I'm going to draw the report out of the interaction and then, you know, at that point then we, yeah. Because maybe we may not communicate it to DG here and now. I repeat the point, I think stronger, Honorable Jongo. that I'm really caring impartially because I supported the kind of corona shooter. I'm absolutely supported. And I kept checking one in this package question, and he's verified, and I should agree to where he stands. It meant I'm proud of that impartiality. Because for that reason, the media has used this year, I could say because you cannot support that point. But that's a very important point that you raised about cases we lose. One case is one case too many. Who must speak on behalf of that person? That person who has got to go out the street. So then that's maybe those are the issues for further searching them for. It means that you should think of win and lose. Easy of win and lose, people for the economy goes over. Somebody must lose. Which are finally they must be a winner and loser. It goes to at that time, it goes to parents, but one celebrates the history, the recipes. A third when you are celebrate, then another one sitting down at the center and crying. You know, the win and lose. They have to do something. The department from this last note, the department must just try to make sure that we don't have losers. One case lost is one case too many. After the passing short, honorable waters, but I allow you to speak on it.
Thanks, Chair. Just listening again, I think there's an alliance issue again with the impact that such a decision can have on people. Where's the Department of Social Welfare? How does it think that you again? You know, so, with the things that promised you, like, I think our commission is really not look at this piece. I think we should maybe at some stage have a comprehensive look at how all these institutions interact with one another and reduce that terms at once.
Thank you very much. That's why DGI said the point to Jomo and speak to you, because Jomo is within the facility section, if you like. But anything lost there, your other sections could then be the intervention too. Anything lost there on the board has become affirming your point, then you are the person or your capacity to go to human settlement. If these people are a big church, and therefore human settlement can facilitate social development and all the tools of government in the broader sense of the we think that we face with the problem. We can all come back to the meeting, the department as a whole. All work, if I were to break these people and do the wrong thing and bring them into political parties, all work on the advisor for the team. No person must cry out there and say, I can't be helped by government. Thank you very much, Honorable Member, for the vibrant discussion on one point out of the 8 points of the agenda.
Chair, we did not follow the show. We will get the whole thing.
Yes.
When cancelling, no, one of the things that you said to do the show is that it is limited, that you must run to
the
address.
One minute. You can answer my email, the first official. It's a personal note when I report to the chair what transpired. It's even there, the minutes and the app there and in what provinces and like 280. It's there, Zoman. Ask your friend. It's there. You come to work here, not just to... So thank you very much, Honorable, and so I think the emphasis is welcome in the future. Thanks. Gigi, you had comments you'd like to have copies of the contract? They are our enemies, you know that.
Yes.
That's how the vision transpires. Copies of the contract and all. I have noted it exactly also what I've done. So I thought they had. But God is number one, and answer now is when will that be available? I have thought that you have noted it, and then at the next generation you will get it. Clearly, it's not a secret contract, most of it. It's a secret contract, it's a private and confidential contract, there is no such thing in government. That is true.
We can handle the question.
Yeah,
it's not nothing, so.
clarify the note that I these two beaches here. Yeah, thank you very much. Or thanks for the comment. We on that note, we certified on the land management facility portfolio discussion. I just want to thank the DGLE's management team for the effort this week, for the effort that answered the engaging questions. I can assure you they were deep questions. I could feel them. They were deep questions, and there are records as to how you have performed, because you have performed it. Thanks so much, project facility for the leader project officer. I must say, I must commend you on the quality of the report and the classification, how you go about analyzing the data. I think I'm impressed about it, you know. Thank you very much, because it makes our work very easy. We can then release members of the department and anyone else who wishes to, because we go into a tighter comment mode now in terms of the next item, the adoption of minutes. It's really an internal committee issue, but it's not a closed matter. Anyone who wishes to name, may remain. That's what we will do for the next 30 minutes. And then the honourable members, we just have a 5 minute left stretch. Then people go to the
Thank you. I don't know. Thank you. I was tempted to suggest that maybe we defend the whole item on the limits. But I would just want to hear out the council members' feelings on that. Our suggestion, Honorable Walters, Honorable Shongo, Honorable whoever, I'm just putting forward a proposal that maybe we defer the item on the limits.
yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. The very formal vote now, colleagues, the comments support. Thank you. The proposal is that, with respect to the item number 5, the adoption of minutes, that item is referred to our next meeting. The mover is who? Honorable Walters moves. Accordingly, and therefore item defects. On any other business would be an apology or a show for keeping you at that point with the department. Thank you very much in conclusion and colleagues support for your contribution, attendance and participation. The meeting is adjourned. See you next week, Wednesday, as you will know. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.